Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast. It is Optimism Wednesday for the Indianapolis Colts. The Colts, a day prior to playing the New York Jets, there are plenty of reasons for optimism about the Colts. None occurred yesterday, right? It was a trade deadline. The Colts stayed quiet. They have not made a move at the trade deadline since 2006. Now, that move was huge, where they acquired Booger McFarland from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and Booger helped them win a Super Bowl. That was a big move. They have not made a move on the trade deadline date since. That's okay. This is Breakfast with Kent for Wednesday, November 3rd, 2021. We're brought to you by the great people at mybookie.ag. All your sports wagering needs solved by this one place. Log on to mybookie.ag today. Use the promo code Kent Sterling. Easy to remember. Let's talk about the Colts. Colts have got the Jets tomorrow night on Thursday Night Football, and there are plenty of reasons to be optimistic about the Indianapolis Colts, and most of them surround the fact that the Jets are terrible. Colts, 10.5-point favorites for tomorrow night. Here's some reasons to be optimistic about the Colts. The Jets are 30th in points scored and points allowed. They are last in rushing yards per game with 75. They are last with 13 interceptions. The Bears, Chiefs, next with 10. So they've got a pretty wide chasm. Mike White played really, really well last Sunday against the Bengals. Mike White was 37 of 45 for 405, three touchdowns, but two interceptions. He has thrown two interceptions in both the games that he has played. That gives you reason for optimism. How about this? This is Colts-centric, okay? The Colts were 8-0 in 2020 against teams with losing records, excluding the opener against the Jaguars. This year, they are 3-0 in teams against teams with losing records, excluding the opener against the Seattle Seahawks. The openers are anomalies for the Indianapolis Colts. We understand that they're not going to win an opener. That's just the way it is. Colts don't win openers. They haven't won an opener since 2013, so we throw those out. The game against the Seahawks, last year's game against the Jaguars, we throw them out. There's no point in reminiscing about those games. The Jets, they are, they're just not a very, very good team. There is no reason to suspect that Mike White is going to be able to throw for four bills for a second consecutive week. What about the Colts? You know what? Relatively, they're healthy. Quentin Nelson, he would not have practiced yesterday if it was a practice day. It was a walkthrough day, but Quentin Nelson was said to be on the no practice list because of a toe. That's a toe, a foot, ankle. He's had some problems this year in the lower extremities. He may not play on Thursday night. Now, the injury report for the Jets, no better. Tevin Coleman, still not going to play. It looks like he didn't practice for a second consecutive game. You've got Mike White. Mike White was a starting quarterback at Western Kentucky and was really pretty good at Western Kentucky. Taken by the Dallas Cowboys, now he's a Jet. You know what? It is what it is. If the Colts don't win this game, they got problems. Dropping to 3-6 would absolutely eviscerate any chance whatsoever of their going to the playoffs. But we don't talk that way on Optimism Wednesday. This is Optimism Wednesday. We're happy people today. Colts going to win this week. Colts are going to win next week against the Jags. That takes them to 5-5. And we're all going to get really, really happy. And we're all going to be very, very optimistic as the Colts prepare to go to Buffalo. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. They got to play tomorrow night against the Jets. And, you know, we talk about must-win games. It's hard to call a game against the Jets must-win, but what are you supposed to do against the Jets? You must win against the Jets. Are they going to cover at 10.5? That's a pretty big number for a team short week. Of course, they're playing against a team on a short week. This is a team that defensively can't do anything, and offensively, they have a lot of trouble running the ball. And the Colts have no trouble stopping the run. So there you go. Bet the Colts to cover the line. That is on you, Glenn. You decide. Glenn O'Neill asks if he should put money on the Colts to cover. Man, 10.5 is a big number for a 3-5 team, whether they're playing at home, short week, whatever. That is a big number. Pacers, Knicks, tonight at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. Pacers, a 1.5-point favorite in that game. Brogdon is going to be back. He told Scott Agnes at Fieldhouse Files yesterday that he's going to be back tonight, that it wasn't really a hamstring deal, that it was a different kind of thing connected to the hamstring, and so he's fine, and he's going to be back. So you've got Brogdon, you've got LeVert on the court at the same time for the first time this season. Pacers, they're 2-6, taking on Julius Randle and the Knicks. The good news, reason for optimism, I suppose, is that Domas Sabonis and Julius Randle virtually cancel each other out from a statistical standpoint. And from that point forward, I think the Pacers have an advantage. The Knicks, they've got R.J. Barrett, Evan Fournier, Kemba Walker, Derrick Rose. Derrick Rose, wow, good for him, still playing in the NBA at the age of 33 and having broken like every bone. He's like the evil Knievel of NBA players. He's broken everything. He's torn everything. He is still standing, ladies and gentlemen, playing in the National Basketball Association, making reasonable cash. The Knicks, another reason to be optimistic. Knicks are 5-2 this year. 5-2. The Knicks, they're due to lose, right? Pacers, 2-6, they're due to win. They won the other night against the Spurs. The Spurs offered really no resistance whatsoever in that game. The NBA is a tough watch for me. It's rare that you've got a game where both teams on the same night are playing hard and playing well against each other. It's just unusual to see. I would like to see 82 games played at a high level against one another. It's just the grind of the NBA schedule. It is tough on the players. It's also tough on fans. You know, watching these games night after, you really get it. It's, you watch on Monday, you're watching Wednesday, you're watching Friday, you're watching Sunday. It's every other night. The schedule is kind of exhausting. The NFL, the pacing of the NFL season is really pretty sweet, isn't it? You know, most Sundays, you got stuff to watch at 1 o'clock, right? Thursday night football, Monday night football, and that is one of the reasons why the NFL dominates TV ratings. The NFL this past week, like 20 million people watching, 18 million people watching, 17 million people watching. And then you look at the World Series, baseball's premier event. The biggest audience they had so far, not including last night, the numbers for that not tabulated yet, but 13 million. A regular season weekend with multiple events posting much bigger numbers than the World Series. So there you go. Yeah, baseball continues to recede in our consciousness while the NFL continues to grab bandwidth within us and kind of drive our sports consumption habits. And that's the way it is. And that's, I don't think this offseason is going to do Major League Baseball any favors. You know what? The CBA is up. They're going to renegotiate or negotiate a new one. I think that that's going to be bloody as hell. I would be stunned if the season started on time. We'll see. Normally, this is what Rob Manfred, the commissioner, was hired to do, was negotiate this CBA. Whatever else he does, he's got to get this CBA done at the pleasure of the 30 owners of Major League Baseball franchises, or he is a negotiator. He is not a steward of the game. He is a negotiator of CBAs. That's why he is in the position that he is in. So, Henry Ruggs, wide receiver for the Raiders. This is a terrible story. He's been released by the Raiders early yesterday morning, arrested, involved in a two-car crash. His car hit a Toyota RAV4 in front of him. That RAV4 burst into flames, killing the driver and her dog. Ruggs and his girlfriend suffered injuries. They were hospitalized. Ruggs has been released from the hospital and arrested on 2 felony counts. Not good. His NFL career likely over. Look, this happened at 3:39 in the morning, and not to turn this into some kind of simplistic rule of life, but get home. And after 3 in the morning, what are you doing on the road? And if you're making millions of dollars like Henry Ruggs, why are you driving yourself? Are you completely deranged? What is the matter? And so because of that bad decision, some bad decisions you get away with. Some bad decisions you do not get away with. This one Ruggs didn't get away with. And certainly the woman driving in front of Ruggs really was penalized for her decision being on the road at 3:39 in the morning. Some people can't help it. They're going to work. Although she had her dog. Anyway, can the Colts sign Ruggs? Glenn O'Neill asking. He's going to be lucky not to do 10 years. He's in the Clark County lockup. Not a pleasant place, as we've seen on reality TV. Ruggs, his NFL career, in all likelihood, over. Braves won the World Series. Tells you a lot about baseball, like I said, that this is the last story. It's kind of the kicker, right? And I only mention it because Jorge Soler, the former Cub, is the World Series MVP, having hit 3 home runs in this 5-game series, including a 3-run bomb last night to give the Braves a lead they would never relinquish. They win the game 7-0. Drama-free World Series, man. Not a lot going on that made you want to watch any of these games from first pitch to last. Can you watch a Major League Baseball game from first pitch to last? I can watch an NBA game from start to finish. I cannot, and I love baseball. I cannot watch a Major League Baseball game from start to finish. The last one was probably in the World Series that the Cubs played against the Indians. That was 5 years ago. Can you believe that was 5 years ago that the Cubs won the World Series? Let's celebrate some birthdays on this Optimism Wednesday. We love Optimism Wednesday. It's a day to be positive about things. Right? Colts 3-5. We found reasons to be positive. The Jets flat out suck. That was the primary reason to be positive. All right, Greg Cooper, real estate agent to the stars, celebrating a birthday today. Gene Matthews, happy birthday. Chuck Crabb, celebrating a birthday. How about that? The PA voice at Assembly Hall. I think his time as the PA voice for Indiana University basketball goes back to the days where they were playing in the field house that is now the Hyper. Now, please drive carefully, Chuck Crabb. Johnny Burrell, happy birthday. Sherry Palma, happy birthday. Alan Persefeld, happy birthday. Jeff Marone, Alex Tuttle, the great EMAC, Evan Makovsky, celebrating a birthday. Carla Decker, Ken Dishner, happy birthday. And the great Mike Henn, celebrating a birthday. If today's your birthday, you celebrate like hell. If it's not your birthday, you celebrate somebody else. That is best done with an honest and specific compliment. I don't want to have any more conversations about Carson Wentz and whether they're going to sit or play Carson Wentz as this season moves forward. They're not going to sit him for 5 games. Yesterday, how about this? Somebody actually asked, so is Sam Ellinger the backup quarterback? Who the hell else is going to be the backup quarterback, for God's sake? Braden Smith? You've got 2 quarterbacks on the active roster. You've got Carson Wentz. You got Sam Ellinger. Brett Hundley is on the practice squad. Who the hell do you think is the backup quarterback, for the love of God? We'll talk to you later today inside Indiana Sports Now. I can't wait. What a day. We got 6 days to the Indiana Hoosiers tipping off their magical kind of renaissance season, we hope, with Mike Woodson as a coach. We'll talk about that, Colts, Pacers, more at about 4 o'clock this afternoon. Cannot wait to talk to you then.